This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
On this episode of Brenna and Jesse's 8 Bits, Assassin's Creed gets a Mel Gibson the Patriot version.
Will Machete's Danny Trejo be joining us on Doom 4?
And you better say three Hail Marys because Boondock Saints game is confirmed for 360 and PC. Stay tuned.
Start.
You're listening to Brendan and Jesse's 8 Bits. I'm Jesse, the man who hates all lizard people. And joining me, as always, is Brandon, the Diana to my Agent 47.
Hey, your mom's an MMO.
Did you think of that one? Huh?
That
was original Brandonian thought.
That's right.
That's good stuff. All right. For this week, we've got... You just want to go down our list? Why not just go down the list?
Because just go down the list.
The list sounds great. The list was fantastic, put together by an incredibly intelligent man. We might as well just go down it. First one on our list is BioShock Infinite gets a firm release date. We weren't completely sure when it was going to be coming out. The international launch date is set for October 19th. All of our US, all of our North America listeners, however, will be getting it on October 16th. Still a little far away for me, but that's okay, because good things come in small packages and are worth waiting for.
Good things come to those who wait as well, which was a more relevant slogan for what you were talking about.
You're fired. I was hoping you'd correct me. All right. So I'm excited. Do you play any of the BioShock games, Brandon?
I do not. First person is not something that I get into very much.
Jeez.
That being said, they're beautiful. I've watched them played many a time.
Yeah. They are amazing stories. Even if you don't like first person, the story that's behind them is absolutely fantastic. All right, next on the list.
I like that Cave Johnson guy. He's funny.
Okay, that's the wrong game.
Oh, which one's that one?
That's Portal 2.
Well,
yeah,
that's right.
I like.
I remember now. Wait, no. BioShock's the one that's all,
steampunk.
I gotta get these things singing at that song.
Yeah, it's got like the.
That's the best explanation I've ever heard.
You know, it's got like the 30s thing going on. Yeah, and they're waving that finger in the air.
Yeah.
All the music sounds like they're singing it through a sponge.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the steampunk one.
Yeah.
All right. Assassin's Creed 3. Now, let me ask you this. Do you play any of the Assassin's Creed games?
I played the first one, and I was really bad at it, so I did not play the other ones. But they're beautiful, and I've watched them played many times.
All right. Well, this story started off with how most stories start, with a leak. There was a leak of a game poster that showed the... Assassin's Creed, the character himself, in front of like an American flag with a snowy background, carrying like flintlock pistols. You know, it basically screamed American Revolution.
War.
Yeah. Well, it has been officially released on the box art that this was, in fact, one of the posters. It was part of the box art. So it's looking like we're going to have a Revolutionary War style Assassin's Creed. That is fantastic. It's about time that he came to America. You know?
That's right.
I mean, it's been...
We need more assassins here.
We do. We need more assassins. All the art that's coming out of this
looks
pretty
fantastic. The people that made Hitman get all annoyed with Assassin's Creed. Because it's like their idea, but better.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of... Not really, you know, because the Assassin's Creed games are more about acrobatics and being unseen and everything like that. The Hitman games are more about the master of disguise or the art of disguise and, you know, just walking amongst your prey. you know, to me, I like both franchises, and they're both very different.
What if we made a game called Hitman Assassin, and it used both of them?
I say Hitman.
And then you could do like acrobats,
Hitman's
acrobatics,
Creed,
dressed like a chicken.
You can do Hitman's Creed. All right, so Revolutionary War Assassin's Creed sounds pretty fantastic. I'm looking at
it's the if you ever got to kill more than one person via, you know, distance, it's gonna suck. I'll tell you that.
Well,
it's like boom, gotcha. Hold on, let me reload. They're reloading. Only a second more. Hold on, got the bullet out. Okay, put the dropped it. Okay, got the powder in. All right, bullets in. All right, putting the stick in there. Okay, and you've already killed me. Okay, well,
that's very true. Now, Assassin's Creed does tend to lean a little more towards face to face, hand to hand combat, but
he was carrying rifles.
Yeah. With the flintlocks, he's got dual flintlocks, so I don't know. We'll have to see what they do. It looks pretty interesting, though. The cover art is beautiful. I'll put it that way. One way or the other, the cover art is just plain beautiful. All right, this one actually...
This next one, read it exactly as you wrote it.
On the
notes.
Why would I read it? I can't embellish it at all?
Well, it's a joke because you wrote Boondock Saints.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have read that correctly.
It made me laugh the first time because I was like, Boondock Stains? And I was like, oh, Saints, that's funny.
Yeah, I wouldn't have read that correctly anyway. I don't read. It's a little known fact that I can't read. Now,
I don't know how to read good.
The Boondock Saints game has been confirmed for Xbox 360 and PC. Woo! I am very... I can't even tell you how excited I am about this game. I am one of the cult following of the Boondock Saints. I love the movies. I watch them all the time. What about you? Do you like the Boondock Saints?
Can't wait till you get to play the gay sex scenes.
What?
You know, if you get to play William Dafoe's character.
Oh. Do you watch the movies at all?
Yeah, I've seen the movies. I've seen both of them. I've seen the first one probably. I don't know. I own the first one. I've seen it probably about, I don't know, 5-10 times. And the second one I've watched maybe twice. I watched it once and I didn't really like it, so I watched it again to give it another chance because everybody told me, oh, you're being ridiculous. It was actually good. And I watched it again and I did like it a little more, but still not that much.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
The Boondock Saints, the game is, it's not really being said whether or not it's going to be a full-on retail release or if it's going to be digital, episodic, you know, all kinds of stuff. So we don't
like
know
the
if
Watchmen
this,
games or the
exactly.
Back to the Future games.
We don't know if this is going to be something you can only get on XBLA and Steam or if you're going to be able to buy it at a big box retailer. Personally, if it's good, I don't give a crap how I got to get it. I'm getting it. It's supposed to be and I quote, full-on co-op shooter. Please, for the love of that is holy, make it first person. I can see where a third-person view for this kind of a thing would be appealing, but I don't like third person.
Yeah. It's okay with, like, adventure games, but...
Yeah, I guess so. When you have to pay attention to your environment, I guess it's not bad. You know, like Assassin's Creed, and Tomb Raider... Uncharted, all those games, but man, I just, for some reason, I have a hard time getting into those games. I just don't feel connected to the character. So, Boondock Saints, very, very, very little information on it right now, except for it is confirmed it is going to be happening. Huzzah. Do you want to do any of these, or am I just going to ramble on the whole time?
I think you're doing awesome.
Oh, you're just going to let me do all the work. I see how it is. I put the list together. I say the list.
Yeah, we'll wait to the movie one and see who takes care of that entire thing.
Yeah, I don't even try. It would just be, hey, this movie, it's good. Hey, this movie, it's good.
Exactly.
You know, I got to remember what it was, though, because slightly off topic, but the movie podcast, I've got a movie I watched and I hated it. I got to go through my movies and see what it was. Yeah, I'm sure it was something extremely good to you. All right, Killzone.
Most likely, it was. Yeah,
more than likely. Killzone 3 That was a first-person shooter for the PS3. Killzone's kind of their go-to. It's the Halo of PS3, really.
Yeah. I've never played Killzone, but mostly because I didn't have a PS3 long enough to really get a hold of Killzone, and the one person I know that has a PS3 is not real big into the first-person shooters.
I see. Killzone was not bad at all. I mean, the Killzone 1, Killzone 2 was pretty good. Killzone 3 added quite a bit of, it was a complete graphics overhaul. It looks gorgeous. The game plays pretty well. I didn't have any problems with it. But the single-player campaign was, it was kind of lackluster and lukewarm. I didn't really care for it all that much. The big thing was the multiplayer. They kind of focused on the multiplayer. And now, the multiplayer for Killzone 3 will be able to be downloaded and played. So, for free, you can go online, download the biggest part of Killzone 3, and play it as much as you want.
Yay, play with it more.
Yeah. Now, you are capped at the rank of Sergeant. So, you can play as much as you want, but once you rank up to Sergeant, you stop ranking up. To go beyond that, you have to pay $15. But,
that's how they get you.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's one of those things where it's just like any other free-to-play game. You can play for free as long as you want, but in order to go past a certain point, you have to pay. So, yeah.
It's the old crack method.
We're using crack economics now.
Just give it to them for free until they get addicted, and then drop a cost on them.
Exactly. And, you know, I see this happening to a lot of people because, you know, you buy a $60 game like Call of Duty.
Oh, that's what DC Universe Online was hoping for. I mean, they were like, oh, yeah, it's going to be free to play, you know, and it's like, but you can only have two characters. But, you know, that's okay. Two characters, you can do a lot with that. Make one villain, one hero, you'll have fun. And then it's like, oh, and a lot of the extra stuff, you'll have to have the special thing for. And it's like, oh. Okay. And it goes, oh, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Yeah. Oh, and you'll be able to get this and this. And it's like, they don't force you to pay for it, but everyone eventually does end up paying for it, so then they can get all that extra stuff. So
exactly. But also, because they put it forth as a, you know, pieces, a la carte, it doesn't seem like it's as much money. And then that's another way they get you, is by making you buy these things a la carte and things like that. You know, you rack up a bill that you don't even know about
until later. They don't put it in money.
Yeah, that has been a constant complaint of mine with the Microsoft online, the marketplace online for Microsoft, is that everything's a Microsoft points.
I don't know, it doesn't bother me because I'm one of those people who would rather see things not in money and just kind of imagine, oh, it's only that many points. Even though I do know directly how that translates to money, I kind of can look over it, not worry about it. I don't know.
Ignorance is bliss,
I guess.
All right, next thing. last year, Steam actually got hacked. Do you remember when that happened?
I remember hearing about it because I remember Rachel, who is a huge Steam person, like, flipping out about it.
Yeah, I use Steam quite a bit nowadays. It's actually turned into a pretty good service. At the beginning, they, you know, when Half-Life 2 came out and it had Steam, it was freaking ridiculous. I hated it. Now they've started laxing up on their DRM, and it's starting to get a little bit better. Well,
I'm not even 100% sure what it is.
Steam?
Oh, yeah, seriously.
It's basically, think Xbox Live online store for PC.
Ah!
It's downloading PC games is all it is.
See, that makes more sense because, I wouldn't know that because I don't play PC games, except for DC Universe Online, which I don't really play too heavy, but...
Yeah, and see, Steam, the way it works is, like, for instance, I bought Portal 2 on Steam for my Mac.
Yeah.
And now, if I have a PC and log into my Steam account, I can install Portal 2 on the PC, free of charge. So when you buy a game, you buy the PC and the Mac version, both at the same time, you know, that's no extra cost, and then you can install it and play it on as many computers as are tied to your account. That's kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Steam got hacked last year. They had a big cyber attack. And at the time, they didn't think the hackers obtained anything of use. However, now they are saying that it is believed that the hackers have obtained credit card information. So if you have a credit card tied with Steam, it's probably a good idea to keep an eyeball out on that. You know, it's...
if you have any weird charges from Germany.
Yeah, and also, changing your Steam password regularly, that helps. I mean, you should probably be doing that anyway, but, you know, whatever.
It's funny because people say that, and I'm like, change your password regularly, and it'll be, it will be less of an issue. And they're like, well, that's stupid. No one does that. And I'm like, have you ever worked for a company that requires you to log into a computer? They change your password every, I think mine's every 33 days it changes. You have to change it.
That's how
and
mine
it's like,
is.
It's for the obvious reason of they don't want people to get into your system.
Exactly.
So
Valve is saying also that at the moment, there is no evidence that the encryption that is on the billing information and the credit card numbers has been compromised. However, last year, there was no evidence that they got credit card numbers either. So I wouldn't trust that. You know, I mean, it's nice that it's all encrypted, so it'll take them a lot longer to get to it, if they get to it at all. But still, I'd start changing some info.
It kind of makes you wonder how they found out that they got a hold of it in the first place. So they probably already have gotten through and spent money on someone's credit card who said, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And that's when they were like, oh, I guess they did get it. So, I mean, in all honesty, that's probably what happened, but they're not going to admit that.
No. No, not at all.
Because that makes them look like dummies.
Dummy, you're a phony, big fat phony. All right, let's see here. Last one on our list. Did you ever play Doom 3?
Yeah, I love Doom.
Do you? What's your favorite part?
Well, I'm a bigger fan of Doom 1. I remember Doom 3 pretty good, but Doom 1 was so classic. But I don't know. I remember what I liked about it was, you finish the game the first time and you kind of put it in, you always have it normal, or sometimes you knock it down to easy and you just walk through the game. So whenever you finish it, because you finished it so easy, you're like, well, I'm going to put it on hard, the hardest way there is. And you like just crank it all the way up, and then you try going into the first mission and you're just getting your ass blown apart. And you're like, huh, well, and I know all the games have the difficulty settings like that. So that was one of those games that was always fun to try to get through levels like that.
Gotcha.
But I'm a fan of Doom. I like the
BFG 9000.
BFG 9000.
Isn't that what it is? It's the BFG 9000, right?
Yeah. No. Wait, is it BMFG?
No, it's BFG.
It is just BFG? Okay.
Yeah, BFG 9000. Yeah.
Good stuff, Doom.
Fires balls of green plasma. All right. Well, I was a huge fan of Doom also. Doom 3, I must play that game through and through like 4 or 5 times. I mean, it was just a really good game. And it never stops scaring you. It's just like Dead Space. It scares you every time you play it, even though you know something's going to happen. Well, shots have leaked, screenshots of character designs.
It's like Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah, because I'm always afraid of Pac-Man. Every time I turn a corner and don't expect a ghost, ah!
Exactly. They're ghosts. They're coming at you, and then they, two of them coming at different angles, and you're like, and then you get in the corner, and you don't know what to go, and then, wow! And then your face gets ripped in half and folded inside out, and you disappear. That's what happens.
I want to see a real life Pac-Man. That'd be the best horror
movie. And the
ghosts
just rip their jaw apart and then turn them inside out whenever I kill them. It's like, oh, well, that was vulgar and it's visual.
I think. Gorgeous.
The best Pac-Man live action Pac-Man thing I've seen was where it was they used the idea that they were on a space shuttle.
Yeah.
All right, and it was like lost in space, and they all had different colored spacesuits to kind of symbolize where they were going, like who they were. That way, you can see who they were just by just looking at them. Well, the people that died, and there was like one guy that's been dead for a long time, and it was a skeleton, and there's another one that's been dead for a little bit, and he was like all rotting corpse, and there's one guy who just died, and there's one guy who like his air went out and he died, so he was blue ghost, the rotting person was the red ghost. I mean, it just kind of it summed up what each person person was, because you could see their face and their mask, and they had the colored space thing, but they were ghosts that came after the guy in the yellow spacesuit, who was the only one alive. His last name was Pack. And what he's doing is, the space shuttle is just ridiculous, like the way it's shaped, and he's got to go through and pick up fuel cells, and he's like getting all these fuel cells, and that's what they are, fuel cells. And then the last fuel cell, the power pellet, is actually a fuel cell that's ruptured, and the ruptured fuel cell can actually like kind of – the ghosts don't like the sparks and stuff that come out of it. So whenever it's a ruptured fuel cell, he runs at them like, ah, and they're like, oh, and they'll run away from him. So it was like, oh, that's what Pac-Man is. It's Spaceman. They made a shirt about it and stuff. So
that is awesome.
Yep.
I got to find that.
It's intricate. I saw it years ago, so I don't know. But I know that the shirt I've seen 1,000 times after that.
That's awesome. Well, Doom 4 has had character screenshots leaked. Now, a lot of these screenshots could be any game, except for one of them does show in its toolbar that the open project is actually Doom 4. So that's,
what?
Yeah, that's a little giveaway in all these screenshots. The characters look like you would expect Doom characters to look, you know, ragged military guys. One of them honestly looks just like Danny Trejo, so that's cool. I really hope he's a voice in there, because that would be fantastic.
That would be great to run around as Danny Trejo, killing aliens.
Anything so. With Danny Trejo. You add Danny Trejo, it gets better. It's like cowbell.
Does one of them look like The Rock?
No, unfortunately. Yeah,
that movie was horrible.
We could get Trejo and The Rock and... oh, what was his name? I can't remember the other guy. The one who was on the cover.
It's on the cover?
Yeah, the guy who was on the cover with The Rock, you know.
Oh, is it Carl Urban?
Yeah, Carl Urban, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him as an actor, though.
Carl Urban's awesome. Yeah. Pathfinder was great. He was good in Lord of the Rings. Yeah, he's going to be Judge Dredd coming up.
We got one guy who looks like Danny Trejo. We've got one guy carrying literally like 40, 50 shotgun shells on his chest. That's probably not safe.
Yeah, you know, ammunition on your chest, it looks great, but the problem is one misfire from, you know, one hit on you is going to cause some pretty bad damage. It's like I love when they have the grenade strapped across their chest. It's like, yeah, it's a good idea. Hey, see this biggest area where people aim at to kill someone? I'm going to wear explosives on it.
Yeah, that's
a good idea?
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
That should work out.
I don't see where this could be an issue.
Yeah, a couple of these characters are kind of nondescript. You know, your basic red shirts is what I'll call them. People that you're probably going to see dead in the game, but...
Man McGillicuddy, that's his name.
You know, it is interesting to finally see. The graphics look like the graphics you would see in... a current generation console. So these are not coming out, it doesn't look, for the newest generation that hasn't been announced yet, which is good, because frankly I've got so many games on this generation. If a new generation comes out, I'll probably just rip my jaw in half and fold my face back in on itself, because
that's right,
that would suck. So Doom 4
style
looks like it's being worked on for current generation consoles. Yippee skippy. All right. Well, that's really all the news we have. So, Brandon, you want to talk about what you're playing?
You know what? I'm actually going to show some love for cell phone games on this episode.
What?
Yeah, I know. We don't really talk about cell phone games that much, but they are an important part of the gaming community that are helping games out. So
that's true.
Yeah. So my current game, I mean, I'm playing a lot of different cell phone games. I mean, who isn't? Everyone's playing. Of course, there's the classic Angry Birds. There's stupid zombies out there, and that game there is so fun. There's, you know, Words with Friends, and I play that, and I love it. I mean, there's tons of different games out there that I play, but I'm going to focus on Age of Zombies. It was a game that I got for free during the do you remember when Android was like, giving apps away for free and stuff? Yeah. I think I got it then. I could have gotten it from the Android or the Amazon Market, in all honesty. I don't remember. But I can't remember if it was $1.99 or 99 cents. But whatever it was worth, whatever it cost, it was worth it. The game was like just this kind of run-around shooter where you just kind of hold down the firing and then you aim. And I mean, just the different stuff that you do in it. And you go through time to kill zombies. And there's different guns and there's different power-ups, and then you just, your name is, oh my god, I can't think of his name now. Barry,
Steak Fries.
Steak Fries, yeah, Barry Steak Fries, and you're fighting the evil doctor something, Dr. Brains, and it's just, the game is ridiculous and over the top, but it's hilarious, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a good little time consumer, too. I mean, it's only like 6 levels long, but the 6 levels are all probably about good 3 to 4 minutes long each. So if you need to waste just a little bit of time in between things, getting through a level is a great way to waste a little bit of time. Absolutely love it. I had a lot of fun with it. The graphics are, you know, pretty crude, but at the same time, it's just that it's what you'd expect from a little fun game like that. So go out, download it, pay the dollar, $2, whatever. Enjoy.
It's 99 cents on the Android market, and it comes from the same people who brought you Fruit Ninja.
Oh, so there you go. It's got to be good. Fruit Ninja is one of the most popular games out there, which I'm not a huge fan of.
And I'm looking at a screenshot for the game here, and one of the things that Barry Steak Fries says, and I quote, "Holy balls, a zombie T-Rex. That's so badass, I think I just crapped my pants."
Yeah, he says a lot of stuff like that.
It's good stuff. Are you playing any console games to go along with that appetizer?
Not really. I mean, I'm playing the same console games I was playing before.
Skyrim.
So, yeah, I'm still Skyrimming it up. I've not had a lot of time lately to get through it, so I've not got into it too deep. I'm playing a PC game right now, which is very rare for me.
Wow.
I don't play PC games generally, but it's DC Universe Online, and they were dumb and only released on PS3, or else I'd be playing it on my Xbox. But I have issues with PS3, and we don't need to go into them right now. So, basically, I enjoy DC Universe Online. I'm playing just the free version now, but I will say this. Every time I do something and I see something else and I see another hero, I'm like, damn it, maybe I should pay for it. So, I mean, I'm slowly getting to the point where I'm going to be paying for it. So.
Oh, man.
And it's like I have two characters and I'm like, oh, man, I really want to play more characters and blah, blah, blah. But my villain is Johnny Warpath, and he's a super speed and, like, indestructible, and he's hand-to-hand fighter. And then I do hand-to-hand with both my guys. And then my hero is Crash Hopper, who's a little bitty guy who jumps, and he's athletic, and he uses technology like Batman. He's like a robot suit, and it's kind of like a grasshopper.
That's awesome.
Those are my characters. I have a lot of fun with them.
That is awesome. Let's see. Me, I'm playing, I'll do a mobile game, too, because I have to have something to play on the toilet. That's the way.
That's right.
That's usually
like
what I
like
play.
Like I said before, if the phone markets companies would change the words for mobile for toilet, then they would be making tons of money because people would just associate it easier. Like that's Words with Friends is called Toilet Scrabble. I mean, that's just simply what it is.
Well, it's true. It's completely true. I mean, yeah. I play a game called, let's see, Chess Free, and it's from Zynga. You play chess against people, kind of like Words for Friends style. I constantly am making moves on the crapper. You know,
toilet chess.
Yeah, toilet chess. That's good stuff. The game I'm playing is, I believe it's only on iOS. I don't think it's in the Android market. It's called Cut the Rope.
No, that's on Android.
Is it on Android?
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's on. I know it's on Amazon App Market. If you,
okay, yes, it's on Android
you,
as well.
You do know that the guy who works for the site is friends with the dude who writes the comic for that, right?
For what?
Cut the Rope is also a kid's comic.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Very cool.
So, if you do enjoy Cut the Rope, which Jesse's about to talk about, which is a fantastic little game, then also go out and buy the kids' comic, Cut the Rope. It's written by Matt Anderson, who's a good friend of the site and a very close personal friend of comic book guru Tim Blacksmith. And it's actually really funny, and he puts a lot of, like, more – not adult humor, I'd say, but there's a lot more grown-up humor in there than people would like to admit. I mean, he put a lot of grown-up stuff in there, so then the parents that read it to their kids wouldn't just be bored out of their mind. But it's good stuff. Cut the Rope is fun.
It is very fun. Basically, you have a little creature that you have to feed candy
nom,
to.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, nom, nom, nom. You have to feed him candy. And the candy's hanging from a rope, usually. It can be in bubbles that raise it up. Sometimes it's in half. You have to combine two halves. It's just basically a little puzzle game. And it's actually a lot of fun. And the puzzles are challenging without being aggravating. You know, if you're playing a level and you just can't get it, you either move on without getting all three stars, which is something I can't do. I have to finish it. Or you put it down, you come back 5 minutes later, I guarantee you the solution will just show up for you. So check that out. Cut the Rope, 99 cents both on iOS and on Android. Very good little game. You'll get a lot of play out of it for just a buck.
Buy it, buy the comic. It's well worth your time.
Very much so. And tell the comic book people where you heard about the comic. How about that? All right. The other game that I play, and this one I just started playing like 2 days ago, just got my copy from Gamefly, is the new version of GoldenEye 007.
Ah!
Yeah. For the 360. It's actually not bad. I was afraid. I had read some reviews that said that it was lackluster. It's not the best first-person shooter I've ever played in my life, but it is.
When you rate it against the original GoldenEye, of course it's trash. But when you rate it as on any other scale, it's not a bad game.
Actually,
because I've actually played GoldenEye, and I just think that the original charm of the game is gone.
Yeah, they did change a few things that eh. But it is interesting to go back, and the levels are the same for the most part. You know, I mean, they had to change some things, obviously, but. You know, like facility, you still start part of one of the facility maps in the duct, and you drop down on the guy who's in the on the crapper. You know, so just little nuances that they've added to the game that are, you know, little ticks back to the original one make it all that much better. So the AI is not that great, but I am finding myself quite entertained in playing it the entire time. I'm not getting bored. So, and then the MI6, what is it, MI6 Operations or something like that?
I mean, it can't be any worse than Skyrim AI, where you shoot a dude in the head with a bow,
and he keeps
and
running.
Then you hide, and then the person goes, "What was that?" And then they're like, you know, 3 seconds later, like, "Oh, I guess I was just imagining things." It's like, no, dude, that guy is still dead. There's still an arrow in his freaking head.
Yeah.
I guess I just fell out of the ceiling. Weird, we need to get that arrow problem fixed.
We should probably rope this area off or something.
So yeah, I mean, AI, even the best AI, well, that AI is considered good and it's junk. So
yeah, but it makes for real interesting situations.
Oh yeah, it does. I love hitting someone who doesn't die immediately, and then they're like, "Ah, what was that?" And then they walk around and they're like, "I guess I was imagining things." You're like, "There's still an arrow in your ass." Like, do they not realize that? Or do they think that was just a stray arrow that came out of nowhere? Did that happen a lot back then? Just stray arrows hitting just, people randomly?
You'd just be walking around and...
Don't, damn it!
What happened to Billy? That's awesome. All right. Well, that's about all we have for this show this week. Brandon, you want to tell them where they can find, follow, and or stalk you?
Well, as always, you can find me on www.8daysgeek.com. Go there, geek out, and you can find me on the site. I put stuff up every Friday, and I do movie reviews whenever there's a movie worth a damn coming out. But honestly, movies have been pretty lackluster lately. I mean, the fact that Chronicle was one that we missed, we wanted to go see, and I went and saw Ghost Rider. And
they're crawling at the door.
Crawling at the door. I mean, the fact that I went and saw that one was like, well, that'll get something out of it. It's like, man, movies have just not been great. I guess, you know, as far as nerd-tastic movies go, they're just holding off because the Avengers is going to blow them away. So, and then you can also email me, Brandon@8daysgeek.com. Any movie questions, comic book questions, you want to complain because I don't like Call of Duty, I don't care. You know, whatever. Just email me, see what you got to say. And you can also follow me on Twitter. I'm @BrandoSupreme. I'm always on there, and you get to hear things as fun as, like, an interesting joke I made that people like, all the way to me complaining that, you know, Chris Brown won something, Or, you know, when I throw up, I'll say, yeah, I just threw up like a boss. I mean,
that was
I'm
nice.
All over that thing.
I
so
needed that.
It's fun. And, of course, you can get a hold of Jesse or me at the very easy-to-remember number. I mean, if you can't remember this, you have a problem. Because, I mean, it just rolls off the tongue. And that's 754-273-6397. Did you get it? Because I put it in a song, so it's
that
easier.
Helps so much more.
This is the hardest number on the planet to remember, by the way.
Well, you've remembered it just fine.
754-273-6397. There's like no number similar. How are there 10 digits? There's only 9 digits that none of them repeat. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so 8's the only number that doesn't show up because there's 2 3s and 2 7s. Oh, 3 7s. Okay. So that's ridiculous. If there was an 8 in there, it would use every digit possible. We don't want to make it easy because, you know, there's geeks out there and we know that they know numbers.
They like number problems.
Exactly. And it rolls off the tongue when you put it into song. 754-273-6397. You ever watch IT Crowd?
No.
They change 911 number. They're like, or 811 over there. And they're like, 811 is no longer, we'll get you emergency, blah, blah, blah. Now you need to call 754-273-6397-28001-4. It's like a ridiculously long number, and it's like, what the hell? And then later there's a fire and he's got to try to remember it. IT Crowd, what a you know, awesome TV show for geeks out there. It's what Big Bang Theory was when Big Bang Theory started. I mean, there's an episode where they found what possibly is a bomb and they have to stand still and everything, and there's one guy that's pretty geeky and there's another guy that's just super geeky, and he's standing there and he's like, so there's a robot and it's trying to defuse the bomb and everything. It goes over there and he's like, so he runs away from it. Or no, he's standing there and he's like, what operating system does this robot run on? And he goes, oh, Windows. And then the geeky guy just starts running for his life as fast as he can. He's like, save yourself. Yeah. He's That's like, awesome. We're dead men. It was so funny. I mean, there's just little jokes like that that are just really clever. I know that we're not talking about TV, but you know what? Watch it. I'll mention it on the TV podcast as well.
There you go.
Anyway, Jesse, where can they find, follow, or find you and then murder your family in front of you and then make you one of our revenge for years where you train to become a ninja and then you go after them and then you take down all their goons and then finally you get to them, but then you find out that it's your son?
That was awesome. I'd go see that movie.
That movie starring Liam Neeson or Harrison Ford.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or both.
Neeson's the one in the spotlight right now.
Harrison Ford's Liam Neeson's son somehow.
From the
future.
You can do all that stuff. If you go to Twitter, I'm at Pen of Doom. You can email me, jesse@8daysofgeek.com. And if you want to see all the other stuff that I have, your best bet is to go to about.me/Jesse Miller. It's a lot easier than me sitting here and spouting off 8 or 9 things.
I got one of those too, and I always forget.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if it's about my about.me/Brandon C. Williams or what.
Might want to check that out. I've been pimping mine out pretty hard because it's so much easier than just telling everyone everything I have. All right, guys. Well, you join us next month. It's so hard to not say week because the error code 8 is weekly.
It's about.me/Brandon C. Williams.
Brandon C. Williams.
Yeah, so you can go on there and
the C stands for courageous.
C stands for chupacabra.
All right. So guys, join us on our next episode where we'll talk about more gaming news and have more fun. Brandon, say goodbye.
Oh, it's more fun.
Wow, the button's not working.
Start.
Ah, there it goes. Now we can start.
That wasn't awkward at all.
No, not at all. And I'm going to leave it in there.
I would leave it.
We don't cut.
Join it live!
We don't cut.
cost us at least $3.